getting some road vlogging in. Thought I would do a conversation. I know it's a little noisy, but hoping it'll be okay. I had this realization the other day, and sometimes it's hard for me to remember what is a realization and what is a remembering of a thing I've already thought of before, but maybe didn't put into practice, so therefore I didn't really retain it. But I just had this moment the other day of like, I need something meaningful daily. Because I have found there have been times lately where I feel like I'm just moving through the motions of the day and I haven't done anything meaningful. But I really had to specify. Like, I just, in the duration of the conversation I was having, I learned a lot about it, and that was that I can do meaningful things. Like, I can be a good partner that day, or be a good parent that day, or be a good co-worker, or, you know, I can do those things, but all of those involve other people. And as much as I want to be the best, whatever that is, whether it be partner, worker, son, brother, parent, whatever the role is that I could possibly be playing, playing sounds insincere. Whatever that relationship is, that's the thing. It's a relationship with somebody else. And that's the thing for me, is that I can find meaning in those things. I want to be my best in every area that I can be, that is what's best for me, not best for the other person. But like, if the relationship is reciprocal, then I want to be the best me for that. But that doesn't give me enough meaning in a day to feel fulfilled. And like, I did something for me that day. And doing something for me, a lot of the time I've chalked that up to like, man, I just want to read a book. Like, give me 20 minutes to a half an hour of pure reading and getting lost in that. I just haven't done that for so long. I really need that. Like, that's just, I just need some me time. But I think that for me, honestly, that having to do something with meaning enough in there, like, again, I find meaning in things throughout the day, whatever that thing is, by doing my best in that relationship or in that role or that task. But if that task involves somebody else, it becomes somewhat of a compromise. If I am, and this is why that whole thing about like art and just like passion expressed without compromise is so important to me and matters, and it's just like, that's how I've defined it for so long. It's because the compromise aspect just takes something away. Is that no matter what, if you are doing a thing with someone else, for someone else, you are not 100% doing what you want to be doing for you. And I don't need that 100% of the day. That's not what I'm asking or saying that I need. But I find that I need meaning in every day. I want meaning in every day. But that has to be something that I do that is purely for me, that is my own, that is, I will be impacted by that. That's it. I can't. It's, and I don't get that every day. I know that I don't get that every day, but I need to make the time to do that. And this all came about because of just expectations and things that I was doing. And I was like, thought this one thing would take a little bit, but it took a really long time. And it was a work-related thing. And then, because I thought, when I'm done this, I'll go to the studio and it'll be fine. It'll be good. I'll get the stuff in. And I just didn't get to do that for myself. And I was just like, I know there's other things today that I'm going to do that are going to be meaningful, and that I will grow as a person, and it will be meaningful to others as well. But I really am missing the part about something being meaningful for me and just for me. And that's the thing with art making for myself. It is for me. It is just for me. But when I put it out there, I do have an optimism or a hope at times, and it's not why I'm doing it, it's an afterthought, but of like, oh, maybe someone else will find meaning in this too. Maybe someone else will connect. And that is part of that thing for me, is like, that connection doesn't have to be literal. We're having a conversation about it. It could just be, I am out there. Someone can see that. I am validated, I exist, which is part of the conversation that I had last week, I think. Or maybe it was in the vlog, but I think it was a conversation. No, because that was on anger, so I don't remember. But I think it was in the vlog last week. But whatever, artist realizations and his thing about existing, immortality, anxiety, legacy. So I just find that, again, like, I really need that. And again, I don't know if I'll be able to find it every day, but I also haven't been putting in my best effort to do that. And so whether that is journal writing in the morning and the evening, or just like, you know what, I'm just going to color for 20 minutes. But it's not, like, that's the thing, is like, creating, it can't just be busy work. It can't just be, checking a box. It can't just be, I need time to myself. It's not about time to myself. It's like, as much as I do need that too, it's a separate need. It's not, I need to just, oh man, I just want to take a bath and read. Yeah, I do. I really do. Or just read or make art or whatever. Like, I do want those things, but I also feel like I need to create every day for me, for myself. And that's loaded as to why do I feel I need that, but I feel like I would be a healthier, happier, more fulfilled person if I felt like I was creating meaning for myself on a daily basis, that I did something meaningful in the aspect of just for me. Because I believe that I do things for other people every single day. And I think most people do. Like, most people do that. And obviously, like, even driving, it's like, hey, you let someone in or whatever. Like, I'm driving as safely as I want to drive for myself, because I feel like, obviously, there's a balance. You take a risk every time you go on the road, but like, I want to preserve my own life. It's not, and I don't believe in altruism in that sense. I've long said that altruism is suicide. Like, that is the most altruistic thing you can do, is not be here, because we are negative. We are not for the planet. Like, we do not contribute in a positive force to this planet. And I just believe that, yeah, whatever. I don't want to get into that. I think I've spoken about that before, and I don't feel my opinions of that have changed. You can look for that. I don't know if I've done it in a conversation. Maybe I will, but I'll have to double check, because I believe I've talked about it. Anyway, I think that some people find meaning in being selfless, but I don't believe altruism is true and exists and is real. So, so I believe those people who, like, yes, I also, again, it's really hard for me to, maybe I've already expressed it and I'm over explaining it, which I do. I don't believe, like, I do things that make me feel good because I've done things for other people. But at the end of the day, that doesn't count towards me doing something just for me, because I did something nice for somebody else, which is good. It's a nice thing. I feel better. I feel warm and fuzzy, and I feel good, and I was able to do that thing for that person, whatever it was, whoever it was. It makes me feel good. But that's not enough. It might have even built my character. I might have really made someone's day, and it also made me grow as a person. But that's still not enough. I need something that is mine, and it is just mine in the act of it. So for me, the act of making art, really, unless it's a commission or something else, it's mine. It's for me. It's what I want to do right now. It is fun. It's enjoyable. I learn. I grow. I access my emotions. I express myself, and I find new things out, and I, whatever, I wrestle with myself, all these things that happen, but it's for me, primarily, in its construction and activity, it is mine. And yes, I'll share that. I'll share that and other people will get to see it, but it is mine. And the reason I'm doing it is for me. And so I think I'm just getting to the place where I'm saying, hey, I need to make art every day.